This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, May 16. A joyful goodbye. Our reading comes from John chapter 14. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away and I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not say much more to you, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold over me, but he comes so that the world may learn that I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave. Goodbyes can be difficult. When family members visit from far away, my children are always disappointed to see them leave. Why can't they stay longer? The kids want to know. Jesus' disciples were similarly troubled by the prospect of his going away. Who would now teach them about God's kingdom? Yet, Jesus insists that his going away will be good for them. Goodbyes come to us in various forms. We can experience the loss of a career. We can move away from friends or family. We can lose a loved one to death. Jesus teaches that even in the face of such goodbyes, we can experience peace and hope. The prince of this world, the devil, wants us to be defined by our losses. But the Father is greater than all things. And when we love Jesus, our lives are directed towards the Father rather than our losses. After Jesus' resurrection and ascension, the Spirit would remind the disciples of these words. And then Jesus' words about going back to the Father made sense. Not death, but glory is the future of those who obey the Father's will. Jesus' words point us to his destination and to ours, full life in the presence of God. We may still experience sorrow in the face of loss, but we can rejoice as we see even death as a doorway to our Heavenly Father. Pray with me. Holy Spirit, remind us of Jesus' words. Help us in the face of loss to see our destiny with the Father and to rejoice in the ruling power of Jesus. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.